New York, AP, The Brooding Waltz was carefully composed on a sheet of music roughly the size of an index card. The brief, moody number also bore an intriguing name, written at the top in cursive. Chopin. A previously unknown work of music penned by the European master Frédéric Chopin appears to have been found at the Morgan Library and Museum in Manhattan. The untitled and unsigned piece is on display this month at the opulently appointed institution, which had once been the private library of financier J.P. Morgan. Robinson McClellan, the museum curator who uncovered the manuscript, said it's the first new work associated with the Romantic era composer to be discovered in nearly a century. But McClellan concedes that it may never be known whether it is an original Chopin work or merely one written in his hand. The piece, set in the key of a minor, stands out for its very stormy, brooding opening section, before transitioning to a melancholy melody more characteristic of Chopin, McClellan explained. This is his style. This is his essence, he said during a recent visit to the museum. It really feels like him. McClellan said he came across the work in May as he was going through a collection from the late Arthur Satz, a former president of the New York School of Interior Design. Satz had acquired it from A. Cheryl Witten Jr., an avid autograph collector who had been director of the school. McClellan then worked with experts to verify its authenticity. The paper was found to be consistent with what Chopin favored for manuscripts, and the ink matched a kind typical in the early 19th century when Chopin lived, according to the museum. But a handwriting analysis determined the name, Chopin, written at the top of the sheet was penned by someone else. Born in Poland, Chopin was considered a musical genius from an early age. He lived in Warsaw and Vienna before settling in Paris, where he died in 1849 at the age of 39, likely of tuberculosis. He's buried among a pantheon of artists at the city's famed Perlichaze Cemetery, but his heart, pickled in a jar of alcohol, is housed in a church in Warsaw, in keeping with his deathbed wish for the organ to return to his homeland. Artur Zakleniur, director of the Frédéric Chopin Institute in Warsaw, the Polish capital city where the composer grew up, agreed that the document is consistent with the kinds of ink and paper Chopin used during his early years in Paris. Musically, the piece evokes the brilliant style that made Chopin a luminary in his time, but it also has features unusual for his compositions, Zakleniur said. First of all, it is not a complete work, but rather a certain musical gesture. A theme laced with rather simple piano tricks alluding to a virtuoso style, Zakleniur explained in a lengthy statement released after the document was revealed last month. He and other experts conjecture the piece could have been a work in progress. It may have also been a copy of another's work, or even co-written with someone else, perhaps a student for a musical exercise. Jeffrey Kahlberg, a University of Pennsylvania music professor and Chopin expert who helped authenticate the document, called the piece a little gem that Chopin likely intended as a gift for a friend or wealthy acquaintance. Many of the pieces that he gave as gifts were short, kind of like appetizers to a full-blown work, Kahlberg said in an email. And we don't know for sure whether he intended the piece to see the light of day because he often wrote out the same waltz more than once as a gift. David Ludwig, Dean of Music at the Juilliard School, a performing arts conservatory in Manhattan, agreed the piece has many of the hallmarks of the composer's style. It has the Chopin character of something very lyrical and it has a little bit of darkness as well, said Ludwig, who was not involved in authenticating the document. But Ludwig noted that, if it's authentic, the tightly composed score would be one of Chopin's shortest known pieces. The waltz clocks in at under a minute long when played on piano, as many of Chopin's works were intended. In terms of the authenticity of it, in a way it doesn't matter because it sparks our imaginations, Ludwig said. A discovery like this highlights the fact that classical music is very much a living art form. The Chopin reveal comes after the Leipzig Municipal Libraries in Germany announced in September that it had uncovered a previously unknown piece likely composed by a young Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart in its collections. Associated Press video journalist John Minchello in New York contributed to this story. Follow Philip Marcello at twitter.com/philmarcello. Philip Marcello and John Minchello, The Associated Press.